Believers take action as a new COVID-19 hotspot emerges. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and I'll explain where that is in just a moment. Plus, many groups respond to pandemic needs with short-term relief. But we're going to hear from one ministry that's keeping its eye on the horizon. We'll begin today in Russia, which has become the new hotspot for COVID-19 cases, now having the second most confirmed number of infections after the United States. But many suspect Russia's actual numbers to be much higher. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says most of the news about Russia has been filtered through the lens of Moscow and other large cities in the western part of the country.
But outside of Moscow, there was already regions where people lived in pretty difficult conditions. The healthcare is not quite as good as it is in Moscow. And so people were already in the middle of a difficult life, much more difficult than most that we have here. And so what we're trying to do is help the churches help these families that are suffering even more.
You can support these churches through SGA's Christ Over COVID program.
We're seeing churches step up and reach out to people in pretty profound ways. So pray for these churches, pray that hearts would be open to the gospel, and above all, pray that God would be glorified in this time.
Mock encourages Christians to get involved with SGA's Daily Prayer Guide, available for free over email.
Every single morning, we're taking the stories and we're writing a devotional to go along with that. And so our staff is putting that together, trying to encourage people, but to give them insight on what we're hoping that they'll pray for.
Next, around the world, the COVID-19 pandemic has had impact on education, churchgoers, workers, and much more. In most parts of the world, television shows have postponed operations until things are more certain. But according to Nicoletta Michael of Sat7, their work is too essential for the Middle East and North Africa for production to simply cease.
What happened in terms of production from the 16th of March onward, our production houses in Beirut, in Cairo, in Istanbul, and in London, here in Cyprus, were operating with minimum staff, giving priority to the live productions. And following all the health and safety precautions as instructed by the government.
Their programming works to share information about the virus, provide education for kids stuck at home, and give people spiritual support. And they're providing all of this while observing required safety measures for their staff.
We felt it's important to address this issue and how could our viewers maintain their physical and mental well-being by taking care of their body, but their minds as well, and using constructively their time with the children.
Pray for God's wisdom as Sat7 continues to minister to its viewers and staff. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, several ministries and organizations are jumping on the temporary relief bandwagon. Now, temporary relief is sorely needed at this time, but not all ministries are equipped to meet immediate relief needs. For example, Farms International excels in long-term development. Through interest-free loans, they help impoverished Christians work their way out of poverty and learn how to steward their finances. Farms' Scott Clifton says staying the course of development will allow their ministry to be most effective in the long run.
We have the ability to see now fruit from seeds planted in years past. There's people who have been part of Farms programs around the world that they would be in a position to need relief right now if it wasn't for a Farms loan.
From there, Christian families that are financially established can reach others with gospel aid and love.
Our hope would be that if there's another pandemic that comes along in the future, that we'd be hearing more stories. We'd have more evidence of people who have moved from dependence to sustainability and to helping share the love of Christ through words and actions through relief.
Learn more at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.